Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shine and report live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. High up 54, not looking like 70 like it was a couple days ago. But it's okay, we'll deal with it. Girlie is 33, clear skies at Hickman Mills.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Trying to get right, not get left. And we're talking Miss Juneteenth pageant in the 6 o'clock hour this morning, and we got some special guests in the 7 o'clock hour, D.
Yes, we got Echoes of the City, KC. They'll be stopping by. If you haven't heard about them, you'll get all the details on how they are honoring KC leaders in the community with their upcoming gala. Of course, TMG goes down. We got to talk celebrity crushes, childhood crushes, and then Mike Epps actually apologizes to Nicki Minaj.
Hump it out, hump it out, hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah, I do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation, sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Question those who claim to be experts. Question what's labeled as conventional wisdom. Experts can be just as mistaken as anyone else. That's especially true when they refuse to show their work. Don't reject purported expertise out of hand necessarily. Do be wary of proclamations that have little to no supporting evidence. At a fundamental level, truth and reality are objective. Yet the same underlying fact can be interpreted in many different ways from many varying perspectives. Trust your own experience and the values you've spent your entire life accumulating. When something seems to be a deception, it probably is. Truth has a certain feel, a degree of integrity that you've learned to recognize, and it can withstand endless scrutiny. Listen to the experts, but also do your own research and prioritize your own best instincts. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 54, and currently it is 29 with clear skies in the River Market. Pastor Mike Todd shares what inspired his book, Relationship Goals, which has now inspired the movie starring Method Man and Kelly Rowland.
I started talking to people about principles that helped me and my wife make it through. I married my high school sweetheart. 16 years of marriage, 4 kids later. There were some things that we understood that we felt like we could give away. So I preached this sermon series to our church. Nobody was watching except my mama, Neil. And and literally, it went viral.
Yeah.
And millions of people watched it, and we turned it into a book, and it helped so many people actually find their aim.
I truly believe when it comes to relationships and anything that you want to build on, you have to have some level of faith involved. Like, you can't have relationships and not have some type of faith or actually grow in that space. I don't know. It's just a thought.
You gotta have faith in that person and their capabilities.
Oh, I mean God.
And what they can do. And, of course, in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, too. you know, so.
Amen.
Without him, it's nothing,
yeah,
period.
That's real. In this recent interview, a sit-down, Bow Wow and B2K, they actually shared their childhood celebrity crushes that they had back in the day.
We used to have a crush on Raven Simone, but we wound up becoming really good friends.
What?
I liked J-Lo, Beyonce, Ashanti. Mm-hmm.
Crush was Christina Milian.
Oh.
Yeah, my adulthood crush is Nilo.
I like ghetto girls when I was growing up, so like any hood type shit, I was on Trina, all that type of stuff when I was growing up.
Go ahead and share one or two of yours.
Me? Okay. You ain't seen Jason. You ain't seen Jason's lyric.
I'm familiar though.
Are you all right? Are you familiar with the lady who had the hairdo and she was working in the restaurant?
Let me go see.
And Eddie Griffin, he put. I can't say.
You don't remember her character's name?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
She just had a. Okay. Have you seen Life? Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. Just
okay.
Give us somebody we can know that, off rip without.
These are, okay, let's see.
Give our cousin something that we ain't got a Google search.
Uncle Airboy's girlfriend and Next Friday.
Okay,
you know,
okay.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
If you know.
Oh, my God.
If you know, you know. Look.
You talking about Whitfield?
I don't know her name.
What?
I don't. What's her name?
That's Kim Whitfield, ain't it? Hold on. I'm trying to verify.
Kim Winfield.
Whitfield. Kimberly Whitfield. Isn't that what
let me,
that is?
Let me look at this.
Hold
Kim.
On. Let me look. I know you're talking about Auntie Sugar. Is that who you referring
to? Yeah,
Kim Whitley.
Yeah.
Kim Whitley is her name.
Of
course. Like, Kim Whitley. Yeah. Very well known.
Like, let's see. I'm trying to find this lady who I was talking. Her name is Lisa Nicole Carson.
Okay.
She was the lady off of Jason's lyric who I was talking about in Life.
Okay, got you.
If you know, you know. And then when I was like in college and stuff, it turned more into like video vixens.
But that makes some sense. I feel like when I was growing up, I mean, I wasn't discriminating on either side. You just young and you just might have people that you kind of just are infatuated with, not just necessarily crushing on. But I mean, I love Fredro Starr. Like, I thought he was so fine. Moesha, and I love Moesha. So like Q, fire. But I had I was supporting on both sides. Like, Gabrielle Union.
Like Aaliyah was, you know, she was cool. Beyonce was cool. Everybody was fanning off of them. So it's like, I
feel like Kelly Rowland was the sleeper of that group. But hey, there's that. Morris Chestnut is always something that's going to be in my top 10. So.
Oh my gosh.
He's there.
Here you go. Here you go.
Well, you didn't got the chance to be like, hold on, let me look up. I say one dude, and now it's straight.
You just said like, you said hella people.
I mentioned like four stars. You got real, like, hey, Friday at 53 minute mark and 20 seconds.
I was just trying to make sure I was accurate in my description. That's all.
This is a mess.
We appreciate your celebrity crush details.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
If you're coming from Kansas, you might be taking 69 Highway on the way to Niecy's at the Soul Food Tour. There's a major construction project. It's nearly finished, D. 69 express lanes will open in probably a week or so in Overland Park. After 3 years of construction, KDOT leaders say that you can expect less traffic and faster travel times.
I'm talking about.
Thanks to the express lanes. So it'll travel from 151st to 103rd in Overland Park. And it widens the highway from 4 to 6 lanes. You can enter the express lane at 2 points along the 6-mile corridor. There are also 2 exit points. So you get on the express lane at 151st heading north, D. Then the next access will be the exit point will be at Blue Valley Parkway. Okay. Then you can choose to exit 69, continue on the toll lane, or stay on 69. That's good. The exit, you know, is the toll lane right there. So it'll range from, they said, 35 cents to $1.50 or something like that, depending on what the traffic is. So I know this is new to our area because we ain't used to all of this, but we'll see how this goes.
I'm here for it because I be up and down that highway every night, you know, and yeah.
Speed demon. Speed demon D.
Let's get to it. Where we need more express lanes. But hey, that's another conversation for another day.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Juneteenth is on the way. I know we in February right now, and Juneteenth is like 4 months away, but the pageant is happening in May. The Juneteenth pageant is something that we look forward to every single year, something that we can highlight the young, talented ladies of Kansas City. And joining me is Makita Peterson, who is the head person in charge of all things Juneteenth in Kansas City, and Leah Bryant. Good morning, ladies. Thank y'all for joining us on Hustle and Shine.
Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. It's such a pleasure, as always.
Good morning, Key. Go ahead and give us the details on the 2026 Miss Juneteenth pageant.
Well, we are just super excited to reopen applications again for our young ladies age 12 to 18 years old. It's open to ladies across the greater Kansas City area to do our pageant program. It's a 12-week leadership training program where we go over public speaking, community engagement, volunteerism. We're going to go see City Hall and do a ton of great experiences. And we're looking to crown our new queen, Miss Juneteenth KC 2026, and our junior Miss Juneteenth KC 2026 for this year. So super excited. Can't wait to meet our next class of young ladies and get them engaged and hopefully get some ladies and some crowns.
Now, every year, all of these young ladies do a fantastic job of putting on their talents in the Miss Juneteenth pageant. And every year, it seems like all of them come so polished. Leah Bryant, you're coordinating the Miss Juneteenth pageant this year. What specifically are you looking for our young ladies in the pageant this year?
For me, what's important is to see the growth. 9 times out of 10, they are talented young ladies, but they haven't done anything with pageantry, really haven't had to like produce any type of public speaking skills. So during this whole program, we are nurturing, we are teaching, we are training. We are just looking for the young lady who has taken all the knowledge, who's paid attention, who has just soaked up everything, because during this, they're learning how to walk, they're learning how to talk. They're learning how to be the best versions of themselves at all times. Mm-hmm. And so when it all boils down to it, it's that young lady who's really taken all the tools that we've given her through this whole 12-week program that really should change your life. And every year you can tell that young lady who really came into the program, who was focused, who was driven, and just took all the tools that we had given her throughout the whole time.
I love it, man.
Key, can you break down the application process and how our families can get involved?
It is simple. You just simply visit our website, JuneteenthKC.com. You'll see a picture of our previous class of young ladies right there on our homepage. And our application is open, live, and accessible. It's an online application. You just submit it there and just be prepared to attend our orientation on March 7th. And that's when we give you a rundown of the pageant experience, the program, and the schedule. But you just simply submit the application. You can pay your standard application deposit fee, and you are good to go. We also have a scholarship opportunity out as well for young ladies to produce a video that just explains why being Miss Juneteenth KC would be impactful to them or within their community. And that can get them 50% off the application. So we try to make it as accessible as possible. I also like to add that it is a full service pageant program. So everything with that fee covers the entire experience. So that pays for your gowns, your makeup, your photo shoots, your lunches, your field trips, your special experiences. The girls pay for absolutely nothing. They get swag bags, personal hygiene products throughout the program. So it's an all-inclusive. So every girl can excel.
Yo, send those applications in ASAP. Again, Miss Juneteenth pageant is going down May 30th. Is there a deadline for the applications?
February 28th, so they still have plenty of time. So still got a good 2-3 weeks to get those on in there.
Makita Peterson, man, you are such a goldmine for the city, keeping the tradition of Juneteenth Kansas City. And we know that is near and dear to you because your family actually are the ones who headed this thing in Kansas City for all of these years. Leah Bryant, thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Looking forward to Miss Juneteenth KC 2026. Y'all have a good one.
Yes, thank you.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
And we want to shout out everybody, all the cousins, continuously who's tapping into that Hot 103 Jams app and listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning in your cars on the way to your job, dropping your kids off, dropping your grandbabies off, nephews, nieces. If you out Ubering, man, we love and appreciate you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. Because we know, we realize You could have been anywhere else in the world, man.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love to Daniel Vett. Sending over a shout out to Teresa Van Gotham. Hey to our cousin Stacey Davis. She said, have an awesome Get Right Wednesday. Hump Day blessings, cousins. Anastasia Jackson, we appreciate you as always sending us that good morning text and have a wonderful day. The Kirkwood and Solomon family that was sent by Chef Taco. Also, some of our other cousins, Brandon Blake, not just the Twitter side, but he on Facebook with it too.
My dog.
So we appreciate you. Anita Primer. And then we got some of our loyal Hustle and Shy listeners, the Sparkman family, Dwayne Roth, Carmen Nard, Eric Richard, Keisha Reed, Nikki Jones, Charlotte Ford. That is just a few of many of our loyal cousins that are always tapped in. So we really appreciate you guys, always.
We do. Appreciate you, man.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 53 today. Currently, it is 29. Clear skies at the T-Mobile Center. Rapper Mace speaks on Cardi B and Stephon Diggs' rumored breakup because he had his other kids' mothers at Super Bowl 60.
We might have put too much stock into Stephon Diggs when it comes to the relationship. And if we keeping it on sports, then this is his football game. He could bring whoever he want to the game. He doesn't owe Cardi B anything like that.
That's fair.
I mean, when you think about it, she was still technically married when he got her pregnant. So how much stock can you put in another married person?
So much adulterous behavior going on. Golly, boy.
Said from the Remy to the Papooses to the
it just having babies while married, messing around while married. Mm. Like dog, what are we doing?
Pastor Shining checking in.
I just wonder, like, and I get people go through seasons
life and all happening.
That or whatever, yeah. But it's like, dog, like,
what are we doing? What's happening right now?
Like, did you not take these vows serious? Like, when y'all got married, like, I don't know, dog.
Well, in her situation, we know what happened there. But yes, and we're speaking in general for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and I ain't even a big fan of hers. I'm just speaking on the facts. That's all. So.
Ow.
But it is his game. Let him bring who he want to bring.
And she knew what she was doing. Like, everybody knew Stephon Diggs.
Offset times two. Come on now.
We already knew he was on, man.
Yeah, he get down now.
So,
he does.
And she had a whole baby with him, too.
Yeah. Well, she seems like she's doing what she wants to do.
Didn't he have a baby in the same week? He had, like, two babies and within a month or something like that?
Unfortunately, I did hear he was putting up Tyreek Hill numbers.
Oh, my God.
This is what they said in the press. It's
You're
unfortunate.
A monster.
Other news, though. Teddy Riley is riding hard for Chris Brown, telling TMZ there's nothing shady about Chris Brown's post and comment on Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance.
Was that the right time?
Of course. I like the Bad Bunny show.
With Chris, should he have read the room? But you said no. You said perfect time to throw it out there.
Yeah, because okay. they should have. He should have been on there next.
Reading the room. This is my room.
Leo behavior right there.
You know
I don't know what sign Chris Brown is, but I know what
Taurus,
sign you are.
I think.
Oh, and they're very nonchalant. Very much. But it was a little bit distasteful. Like, that's like you DJing something to somebody being like, after they leave your event, being like, yeah, club so-and-so need me. Like, what? Why would you do that? Yeah. Let it breathe. Let that man enjoy, Bad Bunny enjoy his moment for at least 48 hours, Chris.
Yeah, he killed it. I think, like, it's probably more his fans too hyping him up too. You know, that's probably where the conversation sparked up. And I think, you know, we all know that Chris Brown will probably kill it, but yeah.
Read the room.
It's his room.
I guess so.
What if Chris Brown were to do his own halftime performance like Turning USA did?
Okay.
Turning Point USA. What? No?
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
He wouldn't kill.
I don't think he would do that, because I don't even think they should have did that. But that's a whole nother conversation for another TMG.
This is Dayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City is a community of super great people, full of underdogs. Mm-hmm. And we always like to highlight those people in KC, especially with our cousins at Echoes of the City.
Yes, we have Echoes of the City KC in the building. Two co-founders, Janine Anderson and Kenya Williams. Welcome to the
good
show.
Good morning, cousins.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Now, last break, we teased to our cousins what Echoes of the City does with the storytelling series and just amplifying those Kansas City Black voices and leaders in the community. But in your words, could you explain to us what Echoes of the City KC is all about?
Yes, yes. This is Kenya, co-founder and creative director. Well, the what inspired Echoes of the City is probably like 8 years ago, I was watching Oprah's Masterclass because mm-hmm. I love documentary and mm-hmm. I love, you know, hearing the lives of, you know, people yeah. and their life and what they went through. And so I was like, you know what? It'd be really cool to tell the heroes and the creatives from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent here.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, I mean, you know, D, I'm working on my book and it's a sad, sad story. But what are some of the more interesting stories that you didn't even think that you were going to encounter in this Echoes of the City?
Well, a lot. You know, we actually recorded and did documentaries on 6 people in the city. Mm-hmm. Terrell Ray, Christina Williams, and Tamala Ross of the Black Hole, Glenn North. Glenn Robinson, y'all know Hood Do Food
Reviews.
Yes. Stanley Taylor, Terry Barnes.
So I know most of those people. Which one were you shocked by the most?
Terrell Ray.
Really?
Terrell Ray's story mm-hmm. just like really like punched me in the gut. Mm. It really, you know, moved me just to see what he does for the community, but to actually hear his stories, because we tell the stories from the roots to the rise mm. is what our name of the documentaries. And we start from when I was born. And, you know, to hear Terrell and what he encountered, the family, you know, situation, and just to see people come out of that and do things outside of themselves is the part. And you will see that in every story that we told. Mm. But Terrell's just really, you know, because a lot of people don't make it through that situation, mm-hmm. you know, and he did all with the grace of God, you know, and he can stand today and still tell that
story.
Did
y'all talk about his Ray the Jerk era?
Absolutely. Yeah, we talked about that.
I saw a clip of that on you all's page.
Y'all, look. Okay, we on the radio. I can't tell that man.
Let's talk about it.
You done got to start.
We here for it.
You got to check out Echoes of the City.
Yes.
That's what you got to do. I understand y'all got a gala coming up soon.
Yes, we are, and we are super excited about that.
Put your good draws on, y'all.
Boy, them good ones, them good tight ones.
Now, what are the details about that gala? I also want to ask you about Black Wealth Week, which leads up to that gala, but let us know about those details.
Well, the details of that gala is most definitely we're presenting and displaying our honorees. You know, we're giving them their flowers, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. they will all get recognition at that. And then we also have 3 award recipients. We have Joe Black that's receiving the Echoes of Visionary Impact Award. Nice. We have Derek Wilmore who's receiving the Echoes of Legacy Award. Mm-hmm. And we have Stinson McClendon that's receiving the Echoes of the Lens Award. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to present that. And we have 3 segments called Echoes in Motion, where we will be telling the stories on the history of Kansas City in 3 parts. And since we're storytelling initiative, you know, we can't go without giving some stories. But absolutely. It'll be live enactment. So we're super excited about, you know, having a gala that's running like a production.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, leading up to that, it is Black Wealth Week.
Yes.
So what events can our cousins actually sign up for, walk in on? Because I heard it's free.
Yes, everything is free except the gala. So it's a week long of free activities for our community, resources, collaborations with other organizations. So on Monday night, we're having the State of Black Wealth Week, where we're going to be able to have discussions with leaders in our community like Gwen Grant of the Urban League. We have Chris Good. We all know and love Chris mm-hmm. Good. We have Gary Jones Jr. of KC Common Good. And we're working on a few more people to land for that event, but that's on Monday night at the Keystone. On Wednesday Wednesday night, we're going to have a networking mixer so people can come out and meet and mingle. We'll be having a conversation concierge, you know, a little fancy conversations going on. And we have panelists like Craig Moore of Black Excellence. Mm-hmm. We have a panelist like Casey Giff, Brandon Calloway. Mm-hmm. We have Barbara Wright, grant writer. And we also have Nia Webster coming to us from the city. And it's going to be moderated that portion with Roman Davis of Black Privilege. So come out and, you know, learn some tips about growing your business and getting resources there. And then on Friday, we have Black Wealth Fest that will be at the Palestine Senior Citizen Activity Center. And oh my gosh, we have so much in store for you. Mm-hmm. You can even come out and get resources like from Rediscover that will be doing the class about, you know, parents, how you can identify if your children are dealing with mental illnesses. Mm. We have therapists that are going to be talking about things like that. We have all kind of resources. We have Samuel U. Rogers that would do a pop-up clinic, come get your health check. We even have a fashion show that will be curated by Clout, which we all know Comfy Stinson's, and she's going to be putting it on, getting a lot of good designers together, mm-hmm. and putting on a 100-year celebration for Black history through fashion. And then we'll have some art displays, you know, just vendors. We have like over 30 vendors. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a good time.
You sound like Loretta Devine off of
I'm trying to tell you now. I'll come ready.
I got mashed potatoes. I got dressing. I got peas.
Yeah,
I got
everything.
Fried chicken. I got brisket.
We need to be there.
Yes. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention.
Leftovers dessert. Look at that.
Yeah. Look, someone's coming from North Carolina. The Reparation Committee is coming there and doing surveys in Kansas City at our event. So that's going to be a wonderful time to come and tell your story as they, you know, prepare to help restore our community.
Just love with that one right there.
Right.
Yes.
I love it, man. Y'all have a website, something that people can reach out to, some that they can get some more information on?
Yes, that's www.echoesofthecitykc.com. You can learn a little bit more of what we're doing or our storytelling initiative and get all details about the gala.
Thank you all so much for being on Hustle and Shine in the Morning and telling us and the cousins what Echoes of the City KC does. We appreciate you all.
We appreciate you all inviting us and having us this morning.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use.
I'm using them.
Of course you are. This phrase right here is very simple. We've said it on the show jokingly. You've heard it probably everywhere in the last 6 months. It's clock it.
Okay.
And it's nice if you can grab that middle finger and that
fellas,
thumb.
We doing NWO.
Nobody's doing that.
Ow.
Nobody's doing that.
Ow.
Grab that, that middle finger and that thumb and just tap.
NWO for life.
You feel me? Clock it. Very simple. It's really just kind of like agreeing with something or just kind of maybe somebody burst somebody bubble.
That's like, going to be fun.
You're going out with your girls for a late night and you like, yeah, girl, we finna go to the bar, da 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 da. I'm finna get us 5 rounds. And you know that this friend don't got no money. And then the other friend's like, girl, you ain't got no money like that. You ain't finna get us no 5 rounds of shots. And then you might step in and be like, clock it. You just kind of burst somebody's bubble a little bit. And clock it is just kind of also, like I said, agreeing with someone.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
So you can say clock it for a lot of different things. Maybe your boss is, your boss gets reprimanded and maybe you file a complaint with HR.
Mm. Okay, all right.
So you feeling good because HR done came behind you 10 toes. So you wouldn't send an email saying this, but in your head, you might be looking at HR like, clock it.
Hello.
Get them together. Thank you.
Myra, you hear this?
Ain't nobody talking about Myra.
Who that in the back?
You can't even spell HR. Silly.
Is this for the ladies only? Because I don't imagine a lot of fellas.
I don't know. Cam Newton said it on his podcast along with Big Boogie the rapper. They said it recently. We played that clip actually because he was like, "Clock it." So yeah, I like when men do it and it's funny, like they're being funny, but like don't really
when
be
they
doing
do
that.
It too much.
Yeah, that's gonna be an offense against you.
How you doing?
That's like going out to eat with somebody on a first date as a man and you order a Cosmo or you order a lemon drop, she might look at you a little strange.
If you got the D.
But that's a whole nother conversation for another day. That's what's the word. Use it. Don't abuse it. Okay. They ask you where you got it from. Tell them your favorite cousin.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 53. Currently, it is 31 with clear skies at Ruskin. Comedian Mike Epps apologizes to Nicki Minaj for his recent explicit jokes during his last stand-up.
Prayed on it, thought about it. Just want to apologize to you, Nicki Minaj, for saying the stuff that I said. Want to apologize to your husband, kids, all of that for saying what I said. You know, I'm a comedian. Sometimes I get on that stage, you know, I have a little drink, and I go wild.
His jokes,
he must have said something bad.
Yeah, that's why we're not playing a clip. It just was distasteful, and it was more of a sexual joke that was like, all right, you kind of like, you know.
But when you got a comedian like Mike Epps apologizing like that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it was kind of cringe when I listened.
This is
like,
a mess.
Why'd you say that? So, you know, there's that. At least he cleared the air. He did it within like 48 hours of making that joke. So that's good for him. In other news, a night out in San Francisco turned violent not that long ago. Keon White, a defensive end for the San Francisco 49ers, he was shot during a private party at some club. Now, according to a release report, witnesses said Lil Baby, the rapper's, his entourage was on the main floor while White was downstairs at a private event. Now, a witness said that the rapper's crew tried to enter White's private party, which led to an argument between White and Lil Baby. Now, Lil Baby had performed earlier that day, but it is not verified that Lil Baby was a part of this argument. At least his entourage was, but we don't know if he was. But the witness said he went upstairs to get help, then heard gunshots, and when he came back, White, the NFL star for the San Francisco 49ers, had been shot in the leg. Another person at the party said that they heard those four shots but didn't see who fired them. So, of course, people are tying these to Lil Baby because it sounds like he was there at some point. Who knows? I'm sure we'll have more things developed as the days go by.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday. Sociable, innovative, and a little distant Aquarius.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to TV actor Isaiah Mustafa. Happy birthday to reality star Megan James. Happy heavenly birthday to movie actor Burt Reynolds. Sending a birthday shout out to reality star, singer, and a former member of Danny DeKay. Happy B-Day to Aubrey O'Day. Sending some birthday love to our cousin in Miami, one half of the City Girls. Happy birthday to Young Miami, aka Carisha. Happy birthday to R&B singer Khalid. A major happy heavenly birthday to a star gone too soon, neo soul singer, music producer, songwriter D'Angelo. Happy birthday to movie actor from Twilight, Taylor Lautner. Sending over another birthday shout out to TV actress Jennifer Aniston. A big happy birthday to Grammy Award winning singer and a member of Destiny's Child. Happy birthday to Kelly Rowland. And last but not least, gotta save the best for last. Happy birthday to the one, the only R&B and pop singer known for her role on the TV screens and everything in between. Happy birthday to Brandy.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Sai Sivan, Justin Chavis, and Kenneth Williams. Happy birthday, Seth Alvarez, Grace McMullen, and Carl Harris Jr. Happy birthday, Jordan Steven, my dog, Big Chris Moore, and my other dog, Ethan Adams. Plus, happy birthday to Star K Media's Clint Switzer and everybody else born on February 11th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is May, cousin.
What's up, cousin?
Hey.
What you got going on today?
I just pulled into work. Hopefully, y'all was going to answer this phone.
What flavor air freshener you got?
Wow, Terry, what you got?
I like that, yeah. I got like a morning bubble bath or something. What? It's morning something. No. It smells good as hell.
Most of us be having that black ice on standby.
I need a break on black ice. I'm cool on that for now.
I got something like cherry, like cousin said, wild cherry.
Black ice is like October.
Is it? Oh, that's what it gives.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's strong.
Mm. All right, Cousin Nate, we got a chance to get you qualified for the ultimate Valentine's Day experience. It is a luxury night stay at the Intercontinental Hotel, Valentine's Day dinner, breakfast, designer fragrances, fine chocolates, roses, all those things. But in order to get that qualification, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I could be wrong, but
let's go, cousin. I wanna be
with what you're going through. I wanna be down.
Down.
I wanna be down with you.
No matter time.
I wanna be down.
Wanna be. Got to be down.
I don't know who just won the qualifier, you or Brian B. Shining. I don't know.
Yeah, put a little sauce on it.
You know, the mayor always got to do something, huh? All right, cousin. Okay. Your name is now qualified. So the question is, if you get that hookup, who you going to take with you?
My man.
You going to say his name?
Y'all know my man. The
if you know, you know. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning shows get you hooked up.
The best and only Hot 103 Jams. We're hustling sign in the morning.
No, that's right.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Did you know that love was in the air? That's right. L-O-V-E, love. Even in the midst of crisis, wars, murders, and death, love still remains. Can you feel it? It flows from those who lead with patience. It flows from the kindest heart. It flows from the little child who looks at you with a smile. It flows even when loved ones depart. It flows from the voice that hugs your ears. It flows from the smallest gift. It flows from within you. Yes, I mean you. You can share love by giving someone a lift. Love is around us every day. If we take the time to pause or rest, busyness can help us miss great experiences. You may say, you've closed the door on love because of being hurt by someone who didn't value you. But if you never open the door for love, the right one will never be able to give it to you. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.